Americans are responding to requests for assistance to the victims of Tuesday's attacks. The most dramatic outpouring has been at the nation's blood banks. Huge lines are forming at blood donation centers across the country, which are essentially at capacity. President Bush set up a donation center in a part of the White House complex for staff to use. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the Red Cross headquarters here in Washington, and he has this report.
As a practical matter, the crush of blood donors arriving in the hours following the attacks in New York and Washington is not ideal. Blood usually lasts about 42 days, and the nation's largest blood centers say they have all they can use for now. By late morning yesterday, the line at Red Cross headquarters, a few blocks from the White House, spilled out the door and curled around the block.
It's at least a 3.5 hour wait. This line, will get once you get inside, they'll give you a number, then you can come out and do something else, and they're going to call the numbers in order. There's probably at least 200, 250 people in front of you.
Waiting near the end of the line with his family was Lieutenant Colonel Doug Morrison, who recently returned from active duty in Bosnia. Morrison now lives in Virginia, but he was born in New York. He says it was shocking to see a hole blown through the New York City skyline.
There's a hole in the nation, but there's been holes before. And people just need to understand that it is not big enough to take us down. The country is too big. It has undergone too much. And so this group of cowards, just rest assured, we're going to come see you.
A few places ahead of Morrison, several members of the American Muslim Council were also waiting patiently in line to give blood. Executive Director Ali Abu Zakouk says the council's national leadership was trying to set an example for Muslims around the nation to join the effort to assist the victims and their families.
And also to show support for the president and the administration, that we stand behind them in their policy to really hunt down, investigate who is behind it and really bring them to justice.
By coincidence, the council had been preparing for a meeting with the president Tuesday when the attacks occurred. Zakouk says they didn't need a formal notice from the White House to realize that their meeting, like all others, would have to wait. He says his greatest hope is that Americans will come to realize that whoever did this doesn't represent the Muslim community.
We said not only this, he doesn't represent any community of faith, and especially Islam. Islam does not condone any attack against civilian people, period. No justification whatsoever.
The council is calling on Islamic centers to launch their own blood drives and is also asking law enforcement officials to help protect Muslims against misguided revenge attacks. The Red Cross and America's Blood Centers are the nation's two largest blood suppliers. Both are now trying to match the supply of fresh blood with a need that may drag on for weeks or months. The Red Cross says it may take the rare step of freezing some of the donated blood so that none of it is wasted. Ideally, blood banks would like people to schedule appointments sometime in the next 2 to 8 weeks. For many of those waiting quietly for hours on end at donation centers around the country, the logistical details of the nation's plasma supply pale in comparison with the compelling need to do something, something positive, in the wake of Tuesday's spilling of innocent blood. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Washington.